Back to Phil Vitale.
Back to me.
Whose conversation hasn't started. He's the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. You can read him online at chicagotribune.com/dining. By the way, the restaurant show concluded yesterday in Chicago.
Yes.
Like a zillion, not restaurants, but people who serve the restaurant industry were there.
Exactly. But a lot of chefs make the rounds, too. I mean, some of them are out there, and there's always some fun competitions to watch if you've got the time. And but, yes, it embraces everything from pest control to what the new stemware is coming out this year, and uniforms and point-of-sale systems. I mean, they're just all these different layers to what our industry is about.
I talked to somebody off the air. I've got a long interview with them, and I'm trying to figure out how to get it on the air. But it was a company from California, and they make the kind of containers that you would, if you were, say, at Whole Foods and you do a hot take or a cold salad bar, you know,
sure.
You put them in there. Or maybe if you just have a to-go container from a restaurant.
A ducky bag.
They are making biodegradable, compostable.
Compostable.
Compostable as opposed to biodegradable.
Right. Well,
or recyclable. That's what I'm thinking.
Compostable as opposed to recyclable.
Right. So we're all used to recycling, but they say, no, we should have containers that are compostable.
Right. That degrade on their own.
And you could put it in your backyard or drop it off at a municipal composting place, of which there are only four in Chicago.
Four.
Which is a shame.
Yep.
But one of the people that I talked to came into our studio, and we sampled these on the air. They were doing the meatless, the impossible burgers,
mm-hmm.
chicken patties, turkey burgers, and breakfast sausages. I've never had that stuff before. Have you?
No, I haven't. One of my colleagues did a little tour of impossible burgers and thought, wow, this is really, you know, cool. It's pretty good.
Are restaurants offering this stuff up much?
Some have done it. A couple of fast foods. Burger King has an impossible burger.
Which is a shame. I mean, come on, Burger King. You're all about greasy, salty burgers.
Right.
With cheese on white buns. That's what we like.
Well,
you do that well, and then let somebody else do the other one well.
But if they have one, and you eat it in the Burger King context with their sauces and their bun and all the rest of it, could you tell the difference?
Well, that's the point. So when they served me a chicken sandwich, which was really good, it was a chicken patty, and it looked like it had been breaded and fried, but it wasn't. It was just ground
mm-hmm.
soy products
plant-based,
made to taste like
right?
chicken. But then they served it on a really good bun with some really good onions and pickles and really good guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, now, wow, what's going on here?
Right.
But the chicken wasn't that bad, but what they do when they serve it is they really make sure you're going to like it.
Right. Well, you go to some of these gourmet hamburger shops, and by the time you've put the Nooski bacon on and the Tillamook cheddar they bring down from Wisconsin, and you've dressed it up and you've got a great bun, how important is that piece of beef at that point? And how much of the flavor you're getting is all coming from the other stuff? Now, of course, you can't put bacon on an impossible burger because now you've kind of betrayed the whole idea.
Unless there's impossible bacon.
Probably is. There is a place in Naperville that makes what they call schmacken. It's a deli out in Naperville, and it's become really, really popular. Although it's not meatless, it's porkless, because
so it may have beef or sheep or
right.
horse
so,
or something in there.
Well, it is something people who are observing dietary restrictions, Jewish dietary restrictions, Muslim district, this they can eat.
Yeah, because these guys described to me meatless bacon is the holy grail of the impossible business right now.
I believe it.
Because,
yeah.
You know, because for it to be that thin and still have crisp but stay together and look and feel and taste like bacon,
mm-hmm.
he said nobody has. If you come up with that, you win.
Right.
But nobody has yet.
Right. It'd be like learning how to cultivate a white truffle. If you can do that, you can just pick out your private island because that's where you're going to live.
Really? Nobody knows how to grow those?
No.
Think about that. Really? So those are all harvested in the wild?
In Italy, in Alba. And they don't go, they don't survive anywhere else.
But when I was eating the impossible breakfast patty sausage, which was really good, it
mm-hmm.
was the best of the things I ate. It tasted so salty. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
that I thought, I'm not sure that this is a dietary upgrade.
Ah, yeah.
You haven't tried this stuff.
No, now I want to. Now,
but you
I'm
know what?
Changing my lunch plans.
Restaurant food is notoriously salty too, isn't it?
Yes,
Phil?
Yes. My wife is sensitive to salt, and so she's kind of my canary in the coal mine when we go out to eat, because she'll start going, eh, this is awfully salty.
I taste it right away.
Long before I do.
I taste it right away anymore, and I didn't used to be that way. Mm-hmm. And I don't. And sometimes they'll have little icons, like heart healthy or something. I'm not mm-hmm. sure if there's a low sodium, but I guess you can ask. But I'm sorry that when I eat out now, that's discouraging me from going to some places, including steakhouses, you know?
Right. Small steakhouses, that's all they put on the steak is a little salt, and but they don't have to overdo it.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. It's 1:48. Mm-hmm. We'll make a little extra time today. If you have a question or comment for Phil, the number's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Too often we run out of time for Phil to answer your questions, review a restaurant, or do what we sometimes call Phil's Flash Fry. That's where you ask about a certain restaurant. No, that's where you tell us something you really like at some location. We'd like to know. 630 texts in. Village Tavern Inn in Carroll Stream has a compostable takeout container, paper straws, and biodegradable quote-unquote plastic bags. That's good to know.
It is.
Village Tavern in Carroll Stream. Good for them. John, are these plant-based burgers grilled on the same grill as the beef burgers? I don't eat beef, therefore I don't want plant-based burgers being contaminated on the grill with the beef. Good question. Ask your server. 773, if she wants more resources for the border. Nope, I'm not going to talk about that right now. It's 1-48-312-981-7200. Ask Phil about a restaurant you're interested in. Give us your review.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chop down my vegetables. I love you.
We do this sometimes with Phil.
My favorite.
Mr. Vitel's the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune.
I love you most of all, my favorite pie.
847 said, hey, Phil, where's a good place for traditional Korean food?
Traditional? I'm not sure what we mean by traditional, per se. The two of the best Korean restaurants that have opened recently are not exactly traditional, but they're certainly traditionally based. The first one would be Jung, which I gave 3 stars to, out in the 1400 West block of Chicago Avenue, and Passerotto, which is Jennifer Kim's very fun Andersonville Korean restaurant. Again, both of those, these are younger chefs, much younger chefs, to be honest with you. And as a result, they take Korean tradition and then they update it a little bit.
Names of these restaurants are
Jung, J-E-O-N-G, on Chicago Avenue, and Passerotto, P-A-S-S-E-R-O-T-T-O, in Andersonville.
Nicely done, Phil Vitel.
Thank you.
By the way, speaking of Andersonville, John, if I were just driving into a neighborhood, where would I most likely find good places to eat out? What is the hot neighborhood for restaurants, excluding Fulton Market over here?
Because you wouldn't be driving there. You'd West be stuck Randall. In traffic. You'd be cursing at the people in
Do
front of you.
Do you like what's happening on the west side, the whole megalopolis of big, fancy?
I'm kind of digging it, actually, yeah. It's a lot of fun to be able to get out. If you leave the car one place and you can walk, especially if you're taking out-of-towners around, and you can hit 4 or 5 different places, stick your head in. And there's so much energy going on there, and the neighborhood has changed. Now you see people pushing strollers there.
So many places you really can't get into. That's my problem. It looks like a great place, but how strollable or accessible is it all?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just walk into those places?
You can. They'll direct you to the bar, and they'll call your name in 45 minutes, maybe. But they,
fair enough.
You will. You know, they won't. You won't starve.
John, we're eating uncut meat by Beyond the Butcher. Beyond the Butcher is the brand name, not Impossible Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, John, you were eating. I think they're telling me what I was eating.
Ah.
Beyond the Butcher. John, there's a veggie hot dog, veggie chicken, veggie cheeseburgers. Bacon. There are good veggie cheese. I'm not. This person is listing a bunch of vegetable-based things they get that act like meat. And 312 says most of them are awful.
I think early on, the early efforts were lacking, as most early efforts toward anything tend to be. But science marches on, and they're starting to get kind of better at it.
Okay, that's all I got for Phil's Flash Fry today. Phil, that's the only one. Traditional Korean food and some comments about Impossible Burgers. So I'm done with you, man.
Oh, man. Can we quickly just say hi and thank you and congratulations to Kumiko, which was one of the top 10 best new restaurants, according to Food & Wine magazine. That was announced the day before yesterday.
Where's Kumiko?
Kumiko is 630 West Lake Street.
So that would be south of where we are right now, 630 West Lake. Where's that? What's across street on Lake?
Green. No, it's Halsted. So it's a little... Yeah, it's east of Halsted.
What kind of food do they serve?
Well, it is it's sort of Asian inflected, but what it mostly is a cocktail bar with a really fun menu. And so, some people think of it as just a bar, and that's so this Food & Wine recognition is a really nice thing for them, and asserting that they have this fun thing called the kind of a cocktail omakase, where you go in and you sit down and you get seven courses, and each one accompanied by a little drink.
Micro cocktail?
Yeah, not a whole full one, otherwise they'd be wheelbarrowing you out of there.
Name of that restaurant is
Kumiko, Kumiko, 630 West Lake Street.
224, area code 224 says, John, a lot of us live in the suburbs. We would love to hear recommendations for ethnic restaurants in the northwest suburbs. Maybe that's your assignment for next week.
Wow, yeah. That's...
Ethnic restaurants, northwest suburbs.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. That's a tricky one. There's 630. Lots of little bitty ones and not so many good, really good ones.
Okay, well, we'll touch back on that next Wednesday. And hey, Phil, we have reservations at Lloyd's before we see West Side Story at the Lyric Opera House. What are your feelings on Lloyd's? Would you recommend some place else in that area? Well, that'd be the theater district. Well, that's actually a little further west of the theater district, but
Lloyd's is right across the street, so from the Opera House, so you can't do better than that.
Is that a decent choice for food?
It is. It's a decent choice. If you're willing to walk, I'd go a little bit farther west on Randolph, and maybe take a peek into a place like Proxy, where you can get a bunch of little small dishes and then move on. I never want to do a three course before a show because my tummy will be growling right during the quiet part.
So you're recommending walk a little further west?
Walk a little further west, or take an Uber back to the theater and do something like that.
What's the name of that location again?
Proxy is at the corner of Randolph and Jefferson.
So Proxy.
And across the street, Belmore also has some nice little tastes.
Read Phil Vitella in the Chicago Tribune, chicagotribune.com/dining. Thanks for coming in, Phil.
Thanks for having me.
I'll ask you about Northwest Ethnic
Restaurants
next week. That's your assignment.
All right.
We're going to double your pay if you do this for us.
Wow. Yes.